Hey there, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome to another Radio Fishing. Yes, indeedy. I got Captain Kale with me here today, and we want to make a shout out to, we're sitting here, it was 80 degrees yesterday, it's going to be 80 degrees Thursday, but I think you guys have been sending me pictures on Facebook and stuff, and I got to tell you, I think the cold off the pictures that they've been sending me.
That stuff's got to stop. We're going down to 37 degrees on Monday, 40 degrees on Tuesday.
Yeah, tonight it was 80 degrees yesterday, and tonight it's supposed to be 37 with a wind chill of 28.
Ooh.
I mean, we're supposed to be getting 30, 40 mile an hour winds.
That's not great because we can't move much further south.
And I got to tell you, this guy sent me this picture on Facebook, and what a cool deal. I mean, this old country road, and I used to live in a way out in the country. I mean, it was so country. It was a half a mile to the nearest house. Yep. And it reminded me of being home where you see the roads all covered in snow. There's like three feet of snow on the road, but he's got like one lane with a foot of snow on it.
All the trees are white.
It's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. But
it is beautiful. I don't miss it, but it is beautiful.
I'm almost looking at that. Would like to actually, I wouldn't mind going to vacation in it, to be quite honest. You know, if I could go up there, spend a week, borrow a snowmobile, ride around a little bit. I used to race snowmobiles as a kid.
That's what I fight with Barb and my daughters. Neither of my daughters have really experienced snow. Barb has lived down here in Florida all her life. She's never seen a single snowflake. And I want to go see snow, and it's, no, I have no interest in it anymore. It's different when you vacation in it for a couple of days and come home. But when you've got to shovel the crap twice a day,
don't
4 months
wrong.
Of the year for 18 years,
I
you're
am
tired
on
of it.
Your side with that. My hands have been black and yellow. I've lost pieces of, you know, I mean, I've had my ears frostbit, my nose. I've had, you know, hands black and yellow from the cold. But
it's not fun.
You know, I got to tell you, to go up and spend a couple of days in it would be nice. Live in paradise vacation there. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
You know, and people up north say, well, you can always put more clothes on and be warm, but it gets so hot, you take off all your clothes, you're still hot. I'd rather die of a heat stroke naked on a beach than I would freeze to death.
Yeah, there was a thing I saw, you know, warning, you know, it's going to be 80 degrees in Florida, and, you know, we got 2 feet in, 2 feet of sand in the beach, you know, or something like that. It was crazy.
Kind of like that saying, you know, money doesn't buy happiness. Well, watch me cry in my Mercedes.
Yeah. I get that. So, anyway, and it just, you know, all you guys in Canada, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Wisconsin, Illinois, all you people up there, I really wish you the best. I hope things go as well as possible. Stay nice, warm, and comfy. And, you know, we're getting a taste of it with the 30 degrees, 27 degree wind chills.
I shouldn't have looked at that.
And, you know, it's going to come back, but we're going to be 80 degrees by Thursday.
Right now, back home in good old Warren, Pennsylvania, it is 5 degrees.
My
calling for negative 12.
My son lives just north of Chicago. Minus 52 degrees.
That's
minus 52.
That's a 100 degree difference from where we're at right now.
Yeah.
100 degrees.
Hey, Frank.
I have, in my military experience, experienced 100 degree temperature changes. It's not fun.
No. Okay. I just had a picture of my kid listening to this. He lives up there. He's in the National Guard up in Wisconsin, and he's a great kid. He really is. But you dopey bugger, you could have been working here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, wow. Dad owns the store and all the boats and everything. You know, you dopey bugger, you could have been here. But anyway, he does have a good job. Nice, got a great wife. Beautiful daughter. I mean, my granddaughter Riley's absolutely gorgeous. But it's,
the guy I had out yesterday.
Still, I'm beginning to suspect my son's intelligence.
Yeah. The guy I had out yesterday spent a half hour on the phone with his wife trying to teach her how to start the snowblower. It was kind of hard to not point and laugh.
He's on a boat in Florida.
In Florida, 80
in his
degrees
t-shirts
yesterday.
And his shorts.
Yep.
Catching
teaching
fish.
His wife how to start the snowblower.
how bad is she going to be bad if she ever hears this? That's too funny.
It was funny.
So how'd you do yesterday?
We didn't do worth a squat. I didn't really expect to. We came from a 40, 50 degree cold front. Next day was 80, and tonight it'll be down to 30. I didn't expect the fish to eat. I don't think anybody did very well yesterday.
I've been talking to tons of captains and who normally would jump at the chance. Only Brian Ball, besides you, was brave enough to come on the show. Everybody else could know. I haven't. And I've been fishing, but I don't want to talk about it.
I kind of got that feeling. You know, it's a bad day for everybody when you're a charter captain and you're sitting on the east side and you're jumping from hole to hole and you keep passing the same guys.
Right. I used to,
because they're doing the same thing you are. They're looking for feeding fish. We caught two undersized redfish, one undersized sheephead, and one legal trout all day.
Oh my God! So you're doing a makeup trip with him and all that other stuff. So we were talking about that the other day, because a lot of the captains, as long as you catch a couple fish, they're just done. Okay, yeah. You've had your shot. That was it. There's you and a few of the other ones that actually understand that. Catching a few little fish during the day does not constitute a charter.
I look at it this way. I get back to the dock. I fillet these guys their one trout. I was looking in a butcher shop the other day at that Wagyu beef.
Yeah.
That's the beef that they basically let rot for 3 weeks and then cut it up. And it was $90 a pound.
And this would have been more expensive.
And you're looking at $350 for two trout fillets. I can't do that and sleep at night.
Yeah,
it's, I really it's too can't.
Much. I had that Kobe beef. You know how they talk about the Kobe beef?
Yeah, which is the same thing.
Right. Had that in a restaurant. Paid this huge money for it. And yeah, you could kind of cut it with a fork. But other than that, I don't ever have to order that again. I had to try it once, but I never have to do that again.
I can't bring myself to try it once.
And, well, next time we go to a show, I usually treat, so, you know, you could try it then if you want. If we ever get back up to the Carolinas, that's where that restaurant is. The
cool place.
Oh, man, I don't remember the name of it.
Well, I can't remember it either, but we found a little butcher shop down in Naples that has what they called exotic meats, you know, alligator, which really isn't that exotic down here.
I was going to say that.
Venison, wild hog, which is
that
exotic down here. No, they had The couple things that piqued my interest, they did have rattlesnake there.
Rattlesnake is good. I've had that.
I think they wanted $30 a pound for it.
Not at 30 bucks a pound.
Burmese python. I've never seen that anywhere.
Never
that
seen
one
that.
Was new.
Yeah.
Ostrich, they had.
Ostrich I've had. It's okay.
Bison, buffalo.
Buffalo I love. Deal. Not shank, but any type of buffalo steak is absolutely amazing.
I didn't see anything that really said, oh, I got to try that.
I want to try lion. I think if everybody would start eating some of these animals, they'd grow them for commercial food, and we would not have extinct animals.
Well, look at horses.
Yeah,
we're the only country on the planet that doesn't eat horses.
I get that.
I've had it in Romania. It is phenomenal.
Really,
it is better than any cut of beef you give me.
That's kind of the way I feel about buffalo. Actual bison, you know.
Yeah.
I love that. That's, I mean, wonderful meat. And
I'm probably the only person that gets hungry when they see the Budweiser Classic.
This is such a good fishing show.
Yeah, everybody else gets thirsty. I get hungry.
So anyway, it's getting cloudy outside, getting rainy. This is my prediction.
Actually, physically walk outside now and see that cold front coming. It's up above Northport right now. Temperatures dropping big time, and this is going to put a damper on our fishing now.
All right, but I'm calling, this is my prediction, I'm calling Thursday a real 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get a real hard, that 30-mile-an-hour winds, that 20-some-degree wind chill is going to kill a ton of pinfish. A lot of small baits going to die, a lot of tiny redfish, a lot of tiny snook.
Yeah, all
your
stuff that can't get off the flats in time.
Yeah, if it doesn't get off the flats and it's 2-3 inches long, it's dead.
Because the bad thing is it's going to be a fast temperature drop on the water.
Right.
You know, we already have everything working against us because we're shallow. But you pick up that wind and you get more surface area on that water, then that cold weather can cool it that much quicker. So we're gonna see probably.
And I think you were talking the other
day. A 15-degree drop overnight.
The more the sand exposes, is exposed, the colder that bottom sand gets, and that chills the water. But I'm going to call for tons of dead bait fish, and unfortunately, that includes little tiny snook and tarpon and redfish and all these other things. But that is going to have all that littered on the bottom, stuck in the grass, and I think Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are going to be some of the best fishing of this year.
Probably.
Because if it gets warm and you've got gazillions of pounds of dead bait all
everything's rotting. Everything's going to work and feed.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going to be out feeding, going crazy. I'm really calling for this weekend to be a spectacular weekend for fishing, and unfortunately, it's at the loss of a lot of bait fish.
Yeah, absolutely. But
now, you think I'm right? You think I'm completely crazy?
No, I wholeheartedly agree with you. Just because
now I'm beginning to suspect my theory. You're agreeing with me, this could actually be bad.
it is going to be a very sharp temperature drop in our water, and the fish don't like that. You know, I don't see it hurting the redfish as bad. They can handle and tolerate the cold weather. Now, a 15-degree drop overnight is tough for any fish to survive.
28 degrees of water temperature. If you're up north, you got fresh water, you get a skim of ice on it, all the water below
stays the same temperature.
33, 34, 35.
Right.
But with salt water, it can easily get 28, 29 degrees, and things don't live in that.
No, nothing will live in that. But we're not going to see 28-degree water.
In that shallows, when all that water blows out of the flats, you're going to have a lot of little bait fish and pinfish trying to wait it out in the grass.
Right. Those are going to die.
That's the ones I'm talking about.
Those are going
to
die.
It's all that from a half an inch to 3 inches, because it's not smart enough to get off the flat.
Right. I honestly hope we're wrong, because that is going to kill off a lot of redfish fry. And
snook,
I hope
and
we're
trout,
wrong.
And tarpon, and anything that's a eighth, a 16th of an inch to 3 or 4 inches is going to have a real hard time.
Yep.
But that's going to create a big feed.
And a lot of our big mature snook are going to have a problem with it, too.
Yeah, but if people just leave them alone, by afternoon sunshine, they're going to all of a sudden, most of them, they go into a very deep, dormant hibernation with that type of cold. They're 60 degrees, they start to sleep as it starts getting lower.
Right,
but
right.
As soon as that sun kicks up, most of those fish will come back, kick their way out, and they will swim away from this. I saw it 1,000 times in the 70s and 80s down
there. Our high on Tuesday is still going to be 53.
Yeah.
And our high on Wednesday is right back up to 70.
They call it cloudy or sunny?
Mostly sunny on Tuesday. It'll probably be a little cloudy on Wednesday. It's looking like a 30% chance of rain, and then a 70% chance of rain on Thursday.
Okay, but if we can get that sunny, bright sunny afternoon, that's going to bring those fish back. Those snook are going to revive themselves, just like a reptile or a snake or a lizard gets too cold, can't move around. You look dead, but boy, let it warm up. It'll bite you. And the snook's going to come back.
And it's another one of those quick, sharp fronts that are just going to completely destroy the fish's appetite until afterwards.
And they're going to feed up. I think this weekend's going to be great. I'm hoping to get out a little bit, but actually, I'm probably going to end up in the Carolinas this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I think I got a buying show to go to. I know Josh is doing that trout scramble this weekend on the 11th.
Right.
You guys are entered into that.
I don't know if we're entered into it or not. I was able to clear my schedule, and we'll see.
We'll see. Okay, you don't know for sure if you,
don't
you
know
guys
for
are
sure.
into it. Okay, but you and Barb are thinking about fishing that, and it's that trout scramble that's going on.
Right.
If you look down a couple of shows, you'll see an icon for it, take you to the website.
Barb thought it was a great idea because it really is. It's a nice, cheap tournament.
Yeah.
It's $130-some-odd to enter. What she doesn't take into consideration is the $130 it's going to cost in gas for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got to take that into consideration with it. Now, most of you guys, it's not going to bother because you're going to throw your boat on a trailer and launch it.
We don't have a trailer for your boat right now.
So
we will.
It's driving it down and driving it back. So
I'm going up to Jim up at Murdoch Tire. He's a riot. What a great guy, and he's actually got a good trailer for me for sale, cheaper than what I can buy one. So I'm gonna. Once I pick up that trailer, we won't have this problem anymore. We'd be able to tow it around. Anyway, yeah, the waves, I got, what do I got, 6-8 boats right now? Do I have one I can get in and go? No.
No.
No. I'm like, what, are you kidding me? So, anyway.
Even the pirate ship stuck in the yard.
Yeah, the pirate ship stuck. It ran aground in the yard. Okay. Yes, I have a pirate ship in my yard. Yes, I'm Fishing Frank, and I have an addiction.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
He hoards boats.
Yes. I think, as this cold front's hitting, if you were out right now, you're going to be creaming.
I think today would have been the day to be out there.
I mean,
I really do.
We've still got a couple hours. If you're just hanging out and you get to hear this right away, head down over here. If you go just north of the store, cut in on the access road at Bob Evans, go north, you're going to see that dam right there. Get to that dam, start casting any kind of white bait, the little storm swim baits, those 2-3-inch storm.
Phenomenal.
And you are going to get snook and tarpon, and everything's going to be eating right there for the next hour, two or three.
Yeah.
And if you're on the flats, I bet you're having a pretty good day today. It's windy, it's nasty, it's getting worse by the minute.
Yes.
But the major part of the front still isn't here yet. I bet you they're still feeding like
crazy.
Oh,
absolutely. They're going to feed before that front. They know that weather's coming. They know they're not going to eat for the next 2 days. They've got to stock up.
So everything's going to go. But anyway, once again, we just wanted to... I want to wish all of our friends up north, I hope you guys are all safe, warm. I hope you're... I just had the guy come and fix the heater in my house. First Charlotte Airs. We're at my house fixing it as we speak because it's going to get cold tonight.
Yes, it is.
We've been enjoying the chilly house because we have a wood-burning fireplace in our living room.
Sure,
so with the wood-burning fireplace and your heater's broke, you actually build fires. You sit in front of
it.
You know, cuddle with the old lady a little bit. It's all pretty cool.
But I haven't even turned mine on, so I don't know if it works or not.
I'm going to tell you, I believe tonight I'm going to really want that heat.
I do have a contingency plan.
Barb?
Dad's house.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just going to keep tickling Barb until she warmed everything up.
Her and the girls want to see snow, more power to them. I know Dad will be sitting at home tonight wrapped up in his electric blanket, so... And he'll have that house up to 90 degrees.
Crank the sprinkler on in the yard.
Yep. Let her go. If that house drops below 50 and that heater doesn't work, I'm headed up to Dad's house.
Yeah, but turn the sprinkler up before you leave. That'll give them all the icicles at the morning and everything.
There you go.
That would be fun. Anyway, guys, I am taking topics, looking for topics, suggestions. I know the first suggestion many of you had is do a better show. Well, we're trying. You know, I mean, this is about what I got right now. In a little while, we'll be doing better. But thank you guys so much for listening. Captain Kale, any last things?
I just want to reiterate on giving us topics to talk about. I mean, we always try and give you guys more information on where to go and how to fish those areas. But if you want something specific, even down to as simple as what hook do I use, what knot do I tie, stuff like that, believe it or not, just on knots alone, we can make a half-hour show if we needed to,
but
because there's so much to talk about.
Frank at fishandfranks.com. My email is all over my website, main first page. You guys are welcome to email me. We are getting some talks and some suggestions. They want to know where to go and things to do and all the rest of that stuff. Unfortunately, that's impossible today.
Yeah.
There is no way to predict from today, Monday, January 6, 2014, we're not going to know what's going to be happening on the 8th.
No, and not with this front coming through.
It's a total guess. So today, we're just playing, having a good time, and really wishing the best for everybody up north. And thank you guys so much for listening. I guess we ought to wrap this up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the music starts, and we'd like to... I gotta tell you, sometimes I just lose it. Anyway, hey, Kale, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thanks
for having me. The crowd loves you. I gotta tell you, buddy, they're just happy you're here. I'm happy you're here. I hope you're happy you're here.
Definitely.
And this is Fishing Frank, and thanks for listening, guys. Radio Fishing.